The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Let's go right to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Pat, how's it going?
Great, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing good. You look at Northwestern this year. Your assessment of your team as we reach the halfway point in the year?
Well, I'd say we're really inconsistent right now. You know, we've shown times that we can be really successful, and then we've shown other times that we can be our own worst enemy. So, a ton of work to do from our staff standpoint. Starts with us and getting our guys to trust themselves and to execute on a consistent basis. So that's what I would assess where we're at after five football games.
And if I could follow up, I want to talk about you for a minute. You and the basketball coach Chris Collins just signed a 10-year extension with Northwestern. Does that show hard work paid off in building this program for about 10 years and the success of both programs in a way?
Well, first of all, I'm very thankful for the support of our great president, Morty Shapiro, and our director of athletics, Jim Phillips, and our trustees, and the confidence that they have in our program and how we not only run things on a day-to-day basis when it comes to football, but more importantly, how we develop our guys holistically. And just very thankful for the guys I've had the privilege to coach. You know, this is a place that, like I said a long time ago, we weren't here to rent it. We were here to own it. And, that's what we've created what we believe is a sustainable model. And, you're going to have some tough weeks. You're going to have some tough games. But, those times don't last. Tough guys do. And I think our players have been just incredibly resilient. I think they've always learned and grown throughout the course of the year. And, especially like in the micro stance, we've played two outstanding football teams back-to-back weeks. And we've had every chance to be in those games. And if we would have played consistently, had a chance to potentially win them. But we weren't consistent enough against really good opponents to be able to get that done. So another challenge this week. And then, when it comes to Chris, I mean, I'm very thankful for his relationship, our friendship. He's done a great job. I think just changing the identity of our basketball program, and it's going to be a lot of fun here for a long, long time. And a lot of that comes from leadership, and that's from Jim Phillips, our director of athletics. He's absolutely outstanding.
Thanks, Pat. Good luck this weekend.
We're going to need it. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.